Hello and welcome to Fraser 365. My name is Chris Montgomery, Senior Pastor of Fraser Church here in Montgomery, Alabama. Advent simply means arrival. It's when we celebrate the incarnation, the arrival of Jesus, the Messiah, into human history. In this Advent season, we're looking at the theme of hope. Hope is more than just wishful thinking. And as Scripture reveals, it never fails. Enjoy.
Welcome to Never Lose Hope. Today's devotion is titled, Hope in His Word. George Mueller says, "The vigor of our spiritual life will be in exact proportion to the place held by the Bible in our life and thoughts." Today's text is Psalm 119, verses 74, 105, and 114. "Those who fear, you shall see me and rejoice, because I have hoped in your word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. You are my hiding place and my shield. I hope in your word." Thus far, we have been reminded that we have a God of hope who can cause us to abound with hope, Romans 15:13. We also know that God's promises and his perfect record of keeping them gives us reason to have confidence in our future and allows us to partake of the divine nature, 2 Peter 1, 3-4. Today, we focus on the hope found in God's word. Psalm 119 is known as the Mount Everest of the Psalms because of its 176 verses. This makes it the longest psalm and the longest chapter in all of God's Word. Of the 176 verses, all but five reference the Word of God. So the longest chapter in the Bible solely focuses on the Word of God. More specifically, Psalm 119 highlights the hope we find in God's Word. In verse 74, the psalmist confesses that he finds hope in God's word. In verse 114, his hope is so strong in God's word that he describes God as his hiding place and shield. The Hebrew words for hope and word are the same in these two verses. Word is the Old Testament word dabar, which means speech, utterances, or words. Therefore, the psalmist's hope comes from the words God speaks and utters to him. The word for hope in these two verses is yakal. The primary meaning of yakal is to wait expectantly, to cause hope. When you know God speaks to you, you can have confidence in your relationship with him. When you hear his voice, you can have confidence that he will guide you to future victories. In between these two verses, the psalmist gives us this hope-filled statement about God's word. Your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. John Phillips explains this description of God's word as follows. "Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path." A light on the path shows us the direction in which we are heading. A lamp shows us the next step. A light, no matter how bright, will not show us all the twists and turns ahead on the road, but it will give us a general sense of direction. That is what the Bible does. It lights the sinner's path to Christ. It lights the believer's path to glory. The path of the just is as the shining light that shineth more and more unto the perfect day, Proverbs 4:18. When God turns his lamp to shine on your feet, you can take your next step with confidence. When God spotlights your path, you never have to doubt the direction you are headed. Because God knows your future and he lights the way, you can move forward with certainty. His word gives direction and protection. When you hear him speak, your hope abounds. While the Old Testament reveals the hope that comes from God's spoken words, the New Testament extends our hope to his written word. Notice Paul's words, Romans 15:4. "For whatever was written in former days was written for our instruction, that through endurance and through the encouragement of the scriptures, we might have hope." Everything in Scripture was written for the ultimate purpose of bringing hope to our lives. Scripture teaches us about the endurance of others to encourage us to imitate their hope. God has never failed to accomplish His purposes in the past, and He will never fail us in the future. The Bible is full of examples of people who faced extreme difficulties yet still persevered and saw God's promises fulfilled in their lives. So we have a God who speaks light to our way. In addition, we have a God who inspired Scripture full of testimonies so we can read and be reminded of His power and goodness. We have been given everything we need to hope in His Word. Here are a few questions for you to consider today. In what specific ways does God's Word bring you hope? How significant is the message of Romans 15:4 to your journey of hope? How can the following scriptures help you hope in His Word? Isaiah 30:21. And your ears shall hear a word behind you saying, "This is the way, walk in it," when you turn to the right or when you turn to the left. And Psalm 29:3-5. The voice of the Lord is over the waters. The God of glory thunders. The Lord over many waters. The voice of the Lord is powerful. The voice of the Lord is full of majesty. The voice of the Lord breaks the cedars. The Lord breaks the cedars of Lebanon. Thank you so much for joining us today for our devotion. Have a great day.